Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is Pastor Ginger Ziegler, founder of Ginger Ziegler Ministries. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes,
and
hi
welcome
there.
To Grace Street. The King is coming.
Yes.
I want to tell you, we are in the last days. We are in the time of the coming of the Lord and days like we've never seen before.
Yes.
And we have an amazing guest today.
We do.
I haven't interviewed her yet. I've talked in the green room a little bit, but you're already one of my favorite guests.
Oh, I love it.
And I've interviewed for, 60 years or more?
Over 60, yes.
And I interviewed everybody from Ronald Reagan to Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
And Billy Graham and a lot of other people. But this lady is Ginger Ziegler. Mm-hmm. You've been a preacher, a pastor, teacher, oversee a prison ministry. Oh, can I shake your hand for that?
Yeah.
I was a prisoner. And when you're in prison, you appreciate. And my dear friend, Kenneth Copeland, is someone you've served under for many years. Is that right?
That's correct.
What do you think of Kenneth Copeland?
He's an amazing man of honor and respect, and he does what he says he's going to do.
Yes, he does.
And he is a man of the word.
Yes, he is. Do you know, before I went to prison, when the whole newspaper, it was hell because I was on the cover of magazines even, you know. And I remember flying in an airplane and looking across the aisle, and there I was on the front of, Time magazine or something, you know. But Kenneth Copeland invited me to come to his big meeting. I've even forgotten where it is right now, but it was, and he put me on the front row, introduced me to everybody and all. But when I got out of prison, I was homeless and penniless, and Kenneth Copeland sent me a check that God had told him to do. Mm-hmm. It wasn't $1 million, but it sure felt like it. And I love Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all different. The church has got to love one another. Don't you believe that, Ginger?
That's the truth.
Now, you live on a ranch, right?
Well, a small one, little ranchette. Just
acres,
22
though.
Acres, yeah.
That's a lot of land for us city people.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
It's a Texas ranch, right?
Yeah.
And you're not far from Kenneth Copeland.
Right, 5 miles.
Wow.
So you get to go to church over there and mm-hmm. hang out with them and mm-hmm. preach and pray and shout. What did the Lord show you? I'm starting right out. And in 1991, and you wrote a book. I think it's one of the great books forever.
Thank you.
It's called His Blood Speaks. This is the most complete book on the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
That I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my grandma brought me up about the blood.
Mm. Yeah.
She said, if you're nervous, you're worried, plead the blood.
Yes.
That's it.
Plead the blood. Mm-hmm. You still believe in pleading the blood?
I do, but I've learned the difference between pleading the blood, proclamation, decrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so this book is more about how you change on a daily basis. And it took me 31 years.
31
years. And I started back in the 80s, and I heard these messages. And so when I heard the messages, I memorized them. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And so then I took that message, and I went to a lot of different foreign countries, mm-hmm. and I preached that message. Mm-hmm. And then in 91, the Lord, when I started this ministry, he asked me, he said, I want you to write this book. And he told me how to do it. And we had a dot matrix printer.
Oh,
I was by myself. And so I printed my little book. And I took my scissors and I cut it up and I took tape and, you know, I made my book. And I said, well, what do I do with it? And he said, you just hold on to it, put it in your back pocket, because he talks Texan. I'm sorry. He said, put it in your back pocket and I'll tell you when to do something with it. So he told me I was on a mission trip to Cape Town, South Africa. I was sitting on this big old rock and I was preaching 2 or 3 times a day, 4 times a day. And I was just studying. I was so excited. I love the foreign field. And the Holy Spirit, the Lord, came to me. And it's hard to explain how, but he came to me. He just surrounded me. His presence was there. And he said, I want you to come off the mission field and I want you to go back to your own nation. And I want you to help save your nation. I said, me? Hello, look at me. You know, nobody knows me. How is this going to happen? And he said, what's in your hand? And I said, well, I got these ladies that know how to pray. And he said, just use what's in your hand. But he said, I want you to be like Joshua. And I want you to command that moon and that sun to stand still. And then he showed me in 91 all of the things that I'm actually living in right now. I'm seeing a manifest. I kept it to myself, except for my little prayer group. I didn't go around telling people stuff. And so we just would pray. And we had 24-hour prayer meetings, 12-day prayer meetings, 48-hour prayer meetings. We had 5-minute prayer meetings. For all these years, I prayed continually for our nation. And I said, what exactly is Joshua holding back the sun? And he said, these are your words. He told me these in 91. We're still using them today. He said, you tell that sun and moon, you stand still because it's not time.
Wow.
And he said, so we went through all these crazy things in America. Oh, yeah. And so I'd go back and I'd go, Lord, okay, you told me in 91 when I got to be an old woman, so here I am. He said, you will see all of these things come to pass. And when you get to be a real old woman, I'm not sure what that definition is. Looks like I'm here for a while. Well, he said, then you will see these things.
Can I tell your age?
I'm 78, almost 79.
You'll be 79 next month?
Next month.
So happy birthday, 79.
Thank
and then
you.
She'll turn that magical 80 the next year.
Yay.
We got a special group of 80 overs. Then you really begin to work for the Lord when you're 80.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
That's right.
That's really but right.
I wanted everybody to know you a little bit. And you've told a little bit about yourself, but you built houses with your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, you... Yeah. Did your house,
I just,
you?
Yeah, well, I got a few little things left. Yeah, I built my own. Just
that's incredible.
You use a hammer and nails and you build.
Yeah, and saws, you know, all that stuff, sheetrock. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Incredible.
But I wear blue jeans and t-shirts. And I don't fix my hair. I put it in a ponytail. And I don't wear makeup.
Oh, that's freeing.
Well, I was told a 79-year-old lady was going to be my guest on the show, and I thought I'd walk in and see Grandma.
No, she's not.
You're a modern grandma, aren't you, I guess? You're beautiful. Can I say that?
I love Ginger already. Just meeting her and her spirit just oozes. It oozes the Holy Spirit, oozes Jesus. And And I can just see you're such a, besides all these other accolades, I mean, preacher, teacher, you know, woman of God, daughter of God, but you're a mentor, I can see. I can see you love to mentor and discipleship, which is so important.
With all these years, she's written one of the great books of our day.
Yeah.
And if there's any book you get for survival in the last days,
get this
book today.
Yes.
Don't miss it. Order it. You say, Jim, I'm going to have to buy another bookcase. Yes, you are. We're getting ready. And I'm telling you, we are in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
And events are happening. And on my next program, I'm going to spend the whole program on scripture in the news. Mm-hmm. What's going on? It's unbelievable what's happening, people. Mm-hmm. Our nation has become decadent. Mm-hmm. I watched on the news recently, and they had the video Mondo from the awards. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the recent Grammy.
Grammy Awards.
Yes.
And I believe with all my heart, and I'm studying the news and what God's word says, and I believe that television is one of the most important vehicles. Yes. In these last hours. We must stay on the air. I need your help.
Yes.
And if you order everything we offer, some people do that, you know. That helps us stay on the air. So I want you to order this book today.
Yes.
Right now, His Blood Speaks, the most powerful book on the blood of Jesus. If you want to have power.
That's right.
We used to sing a song, so I don't think you're old enough to even remember it, but it's because it goes way back beyond your birth. You know, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Do you remember that? Can you sing a little bit of it for me?
Yes, power. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. There it
wow.
is.
Woo.
We sing you that, believe that every Sunday. Every Sunday we
Sue
sing.
Sue is a young lady with able to, do you remember that song, anybody?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the audience.
Did
I have
sing
an
it?
Older we, audience, yeah. Praise God.
Well, we sang it in church every Sunday.
You sang it in a Nazarene church?
Every Sunday. There wasn't a Sunday
God.
That went by. You didn't
and
sing
I was
that.
Singing it in the night last night.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I was studying the blood.
Yeah.
And I was singing this, power, power, yes. Wonder-working power. I can't sing, but in the blood of the Lamb. I'm so glad you could sing those words, Sue, because I didn't know if I had them all right or not.
Yeah.
But there's power in the blood.
Yeah.
And that's the power you're going to need is the power from the cross and before the cross.
Yes.
You teach that in your book, I believe, because I've been reading about that. And we're going to talk about that.
The power, what I've learned in all these years, and I only know a little bit, but what I've learned in all these years about the power that is in the blood, it's not just power, but it's authority.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because when that's Jesus... It. Was conceived. It was the Spirit of the Father. This is a very important revelation. It's the Spirit of the Father. Because we know that because Romans 6:4 says it was the glory of the Father that raised Christ from the dead. And when Jesus was on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He didn't say, my Father, have you thought of that?
That's good.
And so he said,
that's good.
The Father stayed. And so the power and authority that is in the blood of Jesus is the very life of Almighty God.
Yes.
And when the Lord asked me to write this book, he told me, and we all know this scripture in Revelation 12:11, but I want to talk to you about verse 10 also.
Okay.
12, he says, he's talking, he's saying, like, there's this thing that is happening. And Jesus said, when you look in verse 10, he asked me that day, he said, what does verse 10 say? And I said, let me get my Bible so I can, I was talking to God. So I said, let me get my Bible so I can do it right. I don't want to misquote you, okay?
That's right.
And so he said, did you notice in verse 10, that it says, watch out because the accuser of the brethren has been cast out.
Yes.
And he said, did you know? Right. Notice where I wrote that? And I said, yes, sir. Right in the middle of Revelation.
Yeah.
He said all the things that was happening. So he said, you're talking about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are facing all these responsibilities, all this goofy stuff that's happening, these lies. And what am I going to do? Lord, I'm going to make it through this. Oh, Jesus, what's going to happen next?
Mm-hmm.
So what do we, in the middle of the book of Revelation,
yes.
What are we going to have to be victorious over?
Right.
Yeah.
The accusation against the brethren.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
The accuser's voice.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about bad stuff is happening here.
Yeah.
Bad things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, this is what you, the body of Christ. So he goes and he tells us in 11, he said, now let me show you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do. You come to have revelation and insight and understanding. What is that life that is in that blood?
Yes.
Leviticus.
Wow.
What is it? What is it? 17:11. The life.
Yeah.
Is in the blood. What is that life? He said, it is the life of Almighty God, and Satan cannot do a thing about it.
Praise God.
That's the one thing he can't overcome.
Yeah, he can't.
And I don't talk about this. I don't tell much about my experiences with the Lord, but two times, actually three different times, but two times I actually was faced with Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
In praying for this nation. And I wasn't scared. I always say I was like a little girl, not meaning immature, but I was childlike in my faith because I knew if I kept my eyes straight on Jesus Christ, his eyes, if I stayed focused on him, no matter what was happening around here, I was going to be all right if I could just keep my eyes on his eyes. And I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, how would you overcome that? What makes Satan afraid?
Mm-hmm.
And times I've been, demonic forces have manifested.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happened the first time, it was back like 71 or 72. This demon showed up at 3:15 in the morning. And I just stood up, you know, I squared my shoulders. And I know how to speak the word. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. And the demon went, oh, yeah, today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't budge. And I said, Lord, what's the matter? What did I do? I did something wrong, right? What's going on? This dude just standing there like that. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Get out of here. And he just goes, he just squared down on me. I said, Jesus, talk to my face. I said, I'm doing something wrong. And I'm telling you, I had an experience because from the bottom of my feet, I felt this power coming up. And it came up like this. And I opened my mouth. And out of my mouth, I said, the blood. That's all I said. I did not say the blood of Jesus. I didn't say it is written. I didn't quote him 100 scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
I just said the blood and that thing did this. And I thought, hey, wait, that's working. I'm talking to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still me on the inside. And so that thing did this. And I said, I got really brave then. And I took a deep breath and I said, the blood. And that thing took a step back. And I thought, wow, I said in the name of Jesus, what are you teaching me? The whole time I'm looking at this demon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a deep breath and I said, the blood. And that thing backed up and I thought, I got it. I just learned a key that I never understood before, and I just kept saying the blood. And I backed it all the way out of the house. I could see because I have discerning of spirit, so I could see. And as I was looking, just like I'm looking at you, I could see this thing. Mm-hmm. I backed it out, and I said, Jesus, what is this? Teach me. Mm-hmm. Teach me. I used your name. I used the scriptures, but he moved when I used the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So then I began to search it out. And I knew Leviticus. I knew that it said the life is in the blood. But I said, Jesus, how does this work?
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, when we come against today and all this mess that's going on and everything.
Yes.
I've helped people who have been involved in witchcraft and all kinds of stuff like that. They get born again and they go, these demons are driving me nuts. And I said, nope. I said, let me tell you. They said, well, I don't know the Bible. I said, you don't have to know the whole Bible. Let me tell you what you have to know. The blood. I said, you don't even have to say the blood of Jesus. Those demons and Satan himself knows.
It's the blood.
They know.
Absolutely.
And so Revelation right here, he said, how do you overcome Satan himself? Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I supposed to be
so
preaching?
Good. This is great.
Okay. Y'all tell me when to be quiet because, you know, I'm just full of the word. Anyway, how you conquer him. You conquer, you overcome when you get revelation and you have revelation, I'm talking about real revelation of the power and the authority of the blood Jesus Christ. By the utterance, you start talking about the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
That's why they, you know, they put the blood over the doorposts.
That's right.
Because when the destroyer, which is trying to destroy our nation, destroying marriages, destroying ministries, destroying businesses, he just destroys. But the blood, we're in this land of Goshen. We're under the blood.
Yes.
That destroying spirit has to go over you, away from you, because Satan knows.
Yes.
He knows. And you know, he can quote scripture right to you. He can, he can probably outquote you in scripture.
Absolutely.
English and Spanish.
James talks about it.
That's right.
James talks about it. Yes. He said, even the devils know the scriptures.
That's right.
And so you're like running, you know, when you get between a rock and a hard place, just say the blood. And it carries all authority of the eternal God Almighty, carries all the authority of Jesus Christ. And when Satan put Jesus on that cross, and all that blood was pouring out, going down, down, down. Corinthians said, if he would have known what he was doing, he would have never crucified.
That's right.
Because when that blood came down in Jesus' mouth, I mean, just think about it. Jesus' mouth was shut. He had been beaten, 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 unrecognizable. And when his mouth, when he said, it is finished, Satan went, yay, I got it, I got it. But then the blood started down, and the blood said, mercy, 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 mercy. Abel's blood is screaming, vengeance, vengeance.
Right.
But Jesus' blood is coming down off his body, down on that wood, down into the dirt, down into the ground. We're made out of ground, right?
Yeah.
We're made out, down into the ground. Mercy, mercy, and Satan can't do a thing about it. He cannot overcome it.
Because the world is crying vengeance. They want to destroy people.
I know it. Yes.
They want to give them no hope. But Jesus died on the cross. Yes, the devil thought he had him. And it was the cross. Don't ever forget it. It was the cross that saved our soul.
It was the blood of his cross.
Yes.
The blood of his cross.
And heals us. Everything is done through this. This is so amazing.
It's so powerful.
You recently told your followers on social media that the devil is speaking deception big time. And it's going to get rocky. Well, I'm going to ask you in a minute to share that, because it's gotten rocky.
Yes.
And it's rocky. Mondo.
And it's going to get rockier.
Tomorrow, I'm going to take the entire program to bring people up to date what's going on in the world and according to the scripture. One of the main scriptures is Matthew 24 that tells us that when Jesus will come back. And Jesus himself said there'll be certain things. And one of them is earthquakes in many places. What happened in the last week or so? What happened where thousands have died?
Yeah.
Biggest earthquakes in that area in a decade or more, 100 years.
Yeah, listen, right now, the latest numbers, and the numbers continue to go up, but over 6,000 dead in Turkey, Syria quake.
They're saying maybe 10,000 will be dead.
Absolutely. They keep, and listen, the conditions of that area right now is snowing, it is cold, and it's raining. We have never witnessed in real time what we just saw in the world today. I'm talking about buildings collapsing right before our eyes. Buildings demolished. It seems like an atomic bomb hit that area in Turkey and in the border of Syria. And listen, when you get a magnitude earthquake of 7.8, and then an aftershock of 7.7, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever seen an aftershock of that magnitude. And after that, over 200 aftershocks continue to shake. Now, this is what's alarming, that while this earthquake was happening here in America, it's amazing to me that God always gives you the signs, because the Bible talks about that the plates of the earth will begin to shift. This is the headline, according to one of the people that is reporting on this. The giant earthquake that was just witnessed in Turkey are just the beginning. And this report, and stay tuned for the next day, because we're going to go deep inside of this report, but it talks about how all the scientists of the world are looking at the shifting of the plates that just took place. And one of the headlines was, get ready, because more shaking is coming around the
and
world.
America's shaking.
America's shaking. I was going to tell you about that, because while that earthquake was happening, Buffalo, New York, in that area, was hit with the strongest earthquake in 40 years at the same time.
God showed me the earthquake that's coming under Los Angeles years ago. Here's the headline. Massive hidden fault threatens downtown. They say equal to atomic bombs are underneath L.A. as far as earthquakes go. And this is what I believe we're on the brink of happening. I believe we're going to see things happen. And tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to be talking to him more about it. But he talks about wars to come in Luke 21. It says, for nation then shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Are we there?
Yes. We're
Can I give you two headlines regarding that scripture? Just breaking news just a few minutes ago. Kim Jong-un abruptly reappears, and you know he's disappeared for the last 36 days, and he's out of the spotlight, and orders North Korea to prepare for war. This is another headline that just came out a few minutes ago. Russia warns it will gain world's attention on its first anniversary of Ukraine war. You talk about that scripture coming to life all at once. We are in that moment of Matthew 24 like we've never witnessed.
Do you believe we're really in the Third World War?
I believe we're in it. I believe the fact that most people don't realize what's happening, and I don't think we want to accept the reality that war has begun, and it has to, when all the nations have to deal with this matter of Russia and Ukraine, you better believe that the beginnings of that World War III has already started.
China recently sent a spy balloon over our nation that we didn't bother to shoot down, that spied on all of our bases, the bases that house
our nuclear
warheads.
Yes.
And we didn't shoot it down.
Listen, this is prophetic what you're saying, because we love the prophetic here on this program. And when you look, and I've been around the prophetic for almost 25 years, and there's certain things that stand out. They jump out. This is the headline. Listen to the number and pray when you hear the number. China's spy balloon drifted for 7 days across the U.S., a timeline. 7 days. How in the world have we allowed in America 7 days for a balloon to spy on America's soil? Yet we didn't do anything
probably
about it.
Probably the most sophisticated spy apparatus.
One of the most inexpensive, yet the most sophisticated technology that is not manned by anyone in that balloon, but someone in China, probably with their pajamas, controlling this device, taking pictures, analyzing. Listen, America's vulnerability has been shown around the world. And when you get a powerful person like Kim Jong-un witnessing just took place, you better believe they're after shutting America down from more power grids all the way to negotiations at the port.
On tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to spend the whole day talking about all these events. So much is happening that I've been spending hours in prayer, hours researching what's going on. I have sources everywhere, and I'm going to be telling you about it. And I believe that I was born for this moment.
Amen.
And I want to leave you with this scripture, and then we'll get back to our subject today. But the nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. This is Jesus talking. Mm-hmm. And there will be great earthquakes. It's listen to me, church. Yes. It's time we listen to Jesus.
Amen. Right. Yes.
It's time we listen to his word.
Amen. I have to.
It's there. It's plain. It's over and over and over. It's so much of it that we've taken little scriptures and use them all the time. But the main bulk of the word, we ignore it.
Yeah, right.
And there will be great earthquakes. This is a sign. Jesus said, great earthquake. The earthquake you're looking at on the screen right now. Look at those are high-rise buildings coming down. Thousands are dead. Probably over 10,000 dead. So there's going to be earthquakes. Jesus. This is Jesus talking. Come on, people. Let's get back to Jesus. Let's listen to what he says. And famines in many lands. And epidemics. We got news that we're going to be bringing you. I'll talk about it tomorrow. And terrifying things, it says, happening in the heavens. I think this spy balloon is a terrifying thing. Our president didn't think so. Our leaders tried to hide it from us, I believe. But all America is terrified. I don't even want to ask you, but did you kind of think about that at night?
Absolutely.
That this Chinese balloon, our enemies.
Yeah.
If there was an EMP bomb in that balloon, we wouldn't be on TV right now.
It would have paralyzed us to the point that we would have gone back to the 1800s.
And they say all America will be dead within a year if we have an EMP bomb.
This balloon situation is like having a Ring camera, you being at work and watching somebody in your home, sitting in your sheets, using your kitchen, using your living room, and you not doing anything about it, and yet you feel violated.
Right.
You feel like there's no safety. There's no sense of what's happening, yet our leaders are playing with the destiny of this nation.
The Chinese government to have social media. I mean, I have people who work here have TikTok. Mm-hmm. If you have TikTok, you have a direct line to China.
That's right.
They're spying on you.
Yes, they are.
People, it's a new age of war.
Yeah.
And I'll get into that tomorrow. I'm taking too much time out of this show. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of special persecution. Is that not now? Right now, they're persecuting the Christians. And you'll be dragged into the synagogues, the churches, and prisons. And before kings and governors for my name's sake. We're being hated in the world right now. They hate Jesus. Yeah. We were talking about that.
The Grammys.
Grammys.
Oh, yeah. Shocking.
Their main event was a worship to Satan. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Horrible, filthy.
Evil.
And performed by
Transgenders. Yeah.
And I mean, it was wicked. It was Satan dancing. It was it was obscene. So you'll be hated for my name's sake. And that's what it is. We are the enemy of the world right now. Mm-hmm. The church is. But as a result, the Messiah will be widely known and honored. Amen. So in these last days, we got to stay on television. Yes. We got to keep preaching the gospel. We got to have anointing in our churches, yes. Revival, and praise God. Yeah. But we are in the last day. And what you need,
that's it.
When spy balloons, bombs, whatever happens, you need the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood speaks, it says. Your victory over the devil is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the devil spoke to you about deception big time. And it's going to get rocky, you said. That's how you prophesied. It was online. I'm sorry if I'm quoting something you don't want me to. But the Holy Spirit talked to you. What is the Holy Spirit showing you about these times?
Do you want to share something?
No, go ahead. Okay. I'm looking at your book here, and I'm looking at one part that's really critical for the church, because this book actually, by the way, is a devotional book. So you can take it 31 days. You can take a day at a time and really let the Holy Spirit minister to you and go over and over and over again. But right here on day 7, you talk about being forgiven, but you said, some of the current day churches, now the current day church, that's us right now, the current day church have neglected to give the power of the blood its proper emphasis. As a result, multitudes of spiritually anemic, guilt-ridden Christians struggle from one Sunday service to the next, plagued by fear and failure. And you go on to teach us about this. And this is so true, isn't it, Ma? We talk about this often on this broadcast. So many churches aren't teaching about the blood of Jesus.
That's because the devil is afraid of it. He's afraid of it.
That's right.
Hebrews 12, verse 25, and I do the old Amplified Bible.
Because
I'm old.
Like that.
See to it that you do not reject him, or you refuse to listen to, or you refuse to heed him who is speaking to you. And what he's saying is, we stopped listening to what the blood of Jesus is saying. Yes, we are right here. And bumpy days is not a good expression for it, because we know in 2 Thessalonians 3:2, you know, Paul said, pray that we be delivered from wicked, evil situations.
Yes.
But this is the thing. We know we're in extreme danger right now. Mm-hmm. But I did want to tell you this. We had a prayer meeting last night. We always have prayer meetings. But anyway, this came out in our prayer meeting. This is amazing. You're talking about the prophetic. And the prophetic is so alive right now. But I can tell you that the blood of Jesus Christ is what is ushering in and purifying and making holy the prophetic word.
Amen.
Because his blood is speaking. And don't refuse him who's... So Joshua stood up there and said, hey, y'all, you're trying to keep us from getting our inheritance. And so what we say, look, the devil's doing all this stuff, but our part is getting that prayer closet. And our part is to say, stop it. It's enough. That word is rebuke in Malachi. He rebukes the devourer for our sake.
Yeah.
He rebukes the devourer. He tells the devourer, stop it. It's enough. And he does it by the power of the blood. So we're waiting for this huge, gigantic, awesome outpouring of great grace and signs, wonders, miracles, Acts 4:33, and no need among us and all these things. And the devil says, no, y'all, I'm not going to let y'all have it. But what we say to him, we're not going to refuse Jesus Christ and his blood that is speaking mercy for our nation.
Yes.
Mercy for our nation. It might not be for everybody, but if you learn how to speak it for yourself, it's for you.
Yes. Amen.
If you learn how to do that, I'm telling you, I have seen him, Jesus, face to face. I have seen the devil. Anyway, okay, so what works? Right now, I think one of our big responsibilities in prayer and as Christians, let's bring the power of the, let's don't refuse him that's speaking.
Yes.
Let's say, hey, wait a minute, the blood of Jesus is speaking. How can we turn some, now we can't stop everything. Mm-hmm. You know, Agabus in the book of Acts, he said, y'all, I'm sorry, I'm Southern. You all, or ever how they say it in Hebrew, there's going to be a plague. But he said, y'all can't stop it, but you can prepare for it. And the same exact thing happened with Joseph. He said, there's going to be 7 years of plenty. There'll be 7 years of poverty. But prepare for it. So what I'm, my voice is saying, we have the power of the blood. Let's change what we can change.
Right.
Let's alter what we can alter. Let's stop what we can stop.
Amen.
And let's don't be afraid.
Amen. You say
have
that.
No fear. Yeah. Stop being afraid. Let the blood of Jesus be in your mouth.
You said the blood can be our protection. That's what you said in your book.
Absolutely. I was confronted with Satan, and I just stood there. Jesus was right there, and I was looking right at him. And I was protected. And I came back, and everybody said, what happened? And I said, well, this is interesting, because Daniel 7:25 says, he comes to change the times. This is my message. He comes, Satan comes to wear out the saints. He ain't wearing me out, I can tell you. That's why God is renewing my strength so I can do this.
Don't you think people should have this minute material?
He's come to
enough time on 2 shows, 5 shows to do this whole book. But you need it in your home. I want you to get this. I'm not telling you to get something that's just a reader, not a beach book. This is a book that you need as a survival book.
Yes.
It's the blood of Jesus. The bottom line is the blood.
The blood.
That's power. There is protection in the blood of Jesus.
Deliverance.
We can go from victim to victory, you said in your book.
Absolutely. Why would we want to be the victim? Let's stand up and let's fight. And we say, no, you're trying to change the times and the law, and we're not going to let you. And how we're not going to let you is we have authority in the name of Jesus, the power of his blood. And we're going to say, just like Joshua, sun, moon, stand still, because God has given us a mighty weapon. I'm telling you, this is the weapon for right now. Let's change what we can change. Yeah, we hear all this stuff, but you know, I mean, look at the root, what I just gave you.
Yeah.
You know, let's look at the root of what's going on. They said, Janet was telling me that Pastor Kuhneman was talking about how they found out down in the earth, some in the middle of the earth, it's reversed.
Yeah.
And what's the prophet been saying? Yeah. God's reversing stuff. Now in the earth. Well, when he starts reversing stuff and the earth and their earthquake starts happening, you know. Mm-hmm. But can we see it from the other side? Can we see it from the side of hope? Can we see it from the side of Jesus has made us in total victory? I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Yes. This is like where we are. Let's change what we can. What if you can't change it, then have enough faith in God. Say, Lord, I don't understand it. You know the whole stuff and whatever. Let's just move forward. What if you can change it, though? Let's just like the earth right now is reversing. Let's reverse this curse that Satan has put on this nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get it back.
Amen.
Now we're still going to have a fight on our hands.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
We are.
You know, I've lived long enough.
We're living there now. We need the blood.
So everybody can get this book, Jim. You can at least get one for $20 gift to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. But I would go with the three. Get it for somebody else. Everybody needs this.
Yes.
And that's $55. That's three. His blood speaks. Your victory, the devil's defeat.
Amen.
That's the key right there.
If you want
victory,
and Lori,
to help people,
it's on a daily basis.
Dozen,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's
Nana,
see,
we
yes,
still have
we
Baker's
have our
dozen
Baker's
on this
dozen,
one?
Which is 13 of the books. That's 13 for a donation of $200 to the ministry.
And pass them out.
Yes.
Give them to your aunts and uncles and cousins and friends. Let them know there's power for them.
Amen.
And Jesus paid the price. Listen, if you don't understand the blood, you need this book.
Yeah.
And even if you understand a little
even
bit,
if you
need
it,
to know that this is our covering in the last days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus paid the price.
And I like how you wrote
it. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the blood.
No, none of us would be. So, but I love how you wrote it, Ginger, in 31 days.
Yes.
So it's
Proverbs.
It's like Proverbs. Very easy to, you know, pick it up and read a day and just take those couple pages. But you also put in, what I just love too, is you put in a prayer and confession.
Yes.
In here at the end of each one. And proclaim and decree. So, and all these, like his blood releases the power of anointing.
Amen.
Don't you want to be anointed? It's the anointing that breaks the yokes of bondage in people's lives.
I'm running out of time, so I want to ask about day four. Okay. Let's see. You talk about his blood as a witness.
Yes.
His blood speaks for us in the courts of heaven, you say. Is that right?
That's right. The courts of heaven is, you read that, you understand that in Daniel.
Yeah.
When, and I won't tell the details of this, but one of the times when the Lord took me up in the heavenlies, not heaven, okay,
right,
heavenlies,
right.
Where Satan was, what happened when I was up there, I saw him, and then I said, "What is your name?" And he said, "I am the Ancient of Times." This was in 95, and I said to myself, I went, "I wonder what that is." I was trying to figure, I knew the book of Daniel. I thought, well, it's in Daniel somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at him and I said, "You are a liar, mm-hmm. and you are the father of lies." And when I said that, then he went away. So when I came back out of that, I'm talking about a real vision,
yeah.
not in my mind. I'm talking about I went away, okay, and came back. And so when I got back, I said, "Lord, what is that?" And he said, "I'm telling you, Daniel 7, he tries to change your times. I'm commissioning you and anybody else that'll pray. You get in there and you don't let him do that, because the courts of heaven mm-hmm. has to do with the Ancient of Days."
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Ancient of Days, I'm telling you, if you will do this, if you'll learn, and you might say, "Well, I know about the blood." No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. We know the little tiny bit. We're learning about the blood.
That's right.
Because the power of the blood of Jesus, when we go into that courtroom of the Ancient of Days,
amen.
I'm telling you, the Ancient of Days tells the Ancient of Times what time of day it is.
Yes.
That's right.
And it's not time, so stop it.
Amen.
And you get to where you just like inside, you don't even think about it, it just comes out of you. And there's no fear. And that's
right.
what we got to get. People are so, because we stopped preaching on the blood, we stopped preaching about the cross, we stopped preaching. And I mean,
we
got some tough people. They were talking about what I can do. I'm telling you, God raised the end. I cry too sometimes, y'all. Okay. But I cry by myself in the closet.
Right.
Me and I call Jesus my Boaz. And so me and Boaz, I get in there and whine and cry. But I come out like, da-da-da-da-da.
I love it.
Because we've got to learn. We cannot be afraid.
That's
It is not time to be afraid.
No.
It's time to be bold.
Afraid.
It's time to stand up. And you get your prayer group, you get two or three people, you get under your pastor, your prayer leader, and you guys learn how to get in there. And, you know, proclamation is when something is written down and everybody, they nail it on the doors and all that stuff. But a decree is when you go, "Guess what, devil? Let me tell you what time of day it is. Mm-hmm. It is now. And you're not going to do it. And I have no fear because I'm covered."
Amen.
I'm protected
right now.
The blood of Jesus is here.
Order the book.
He can't get through it.
Order it right now. I beg you to order this book. You need this information. This is for the last days. God has dealt with me. It's time to put it in high gear.
Yeah.
It's time to let you know the king is going to come back. But we're going through perilous times according to the Bible.
Yeah.
And I believe the Bible. But the power we have, it's going to bring you through, is the blood power. I want you to get this book today. I want you to call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. And I just talked to a pastor friend, a minister friend, I should say, and I told him about this thing that's just one of the great men of God that I know. His company developed this.
Yes.
It takes sugar and turns it into fiber.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And sugar people are ordering it like crazy.
Yes.
And I'm taking it every day, and it converts 50 to 90% of sugar. It's a new
brand
formula, isn't it?
Yes, it's revolutionary. This is a sugar to fiber supplement, and we've just released it here at the Jim Baker Show. We pray that it will be a blessing. I believe that this is going to help so many. Dad, like you said, we've had many who have been reaching out as the programs have been airing, and this is a way to help us to get prepared physically as well. And so right now, if we can, I would like to share a video of Frank Davis, who is the owner of OptiVita Health, who we've partnered partnered with to bring this product to you. Let's take a look at this.
Is it all right to just say that I'm anti-sugar?
The average American consumes 5 times the amount of sugar that we should. The average adult consumes 70 grams of sugar a day, or 60 pounds a year. Only a portion of it is used to create energy, and the rest of it is stored as fat, or it's wreaking havoc on the body.
You were introducing today, I'm going to go right to the product because I think it's a revolutionary product. We're introducing it right now for the first time.
The product is actually all the digestive enzymes that the body needs to break down, you know, fats, proteins, carbohydrates, everything so that the body can absorb them, utilize them, etc. Think about this. If you take sugar in any form, in a food form, table sugar, added sugar, and you're taking an enzyme that can convert 50 to 90% of that sugar to an insoluble dietary fiber in the gut. Well, do we need more fiber? What does fiber do in the gut? It functions as a prebiotic that feeds your good bacteria that creates good gut health. The good gut health is critical. Okay?
Yes.
So you're taking something harmful and creating something helpful.
Yeah. Who do you think benefits the most from this product?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Well, anybody dealing with digestive issues in the first place. Okay. Anybody who is trying to control, is having trouble controlling their glucose level. And that glucose level is creating problems for them. Whatever those problems might be. So those would be the ones who would benefit the most. But there isn't a person who eats. If they eat food and they eat it that's not in a raw state, all of it, they need digestive enzyme.
Wow.
Because otherwise, they're forcing their body to do something that it wasn't designed to do, and it's going to suppress their immune system. It's going to affect them negatively. So that's why it's critical that we have digestive enzymes, the full complement.
Yes.
The sugar to fiber is just the icing on the cake. What this does, it takes the sugar, it breaks it down to fiber and fructose.
Wow.
And basically it's the glucose that is the what the body uses for energy, but it's when we're taking so much of it, it can't use only a fraction of it, so it stores it as fat. Mm-hmm. For future use. And then
is that why Americans are so heavy?
That's one of the definite reasons is they are
storing up for the
future. They're storing it up for but when you get so much of it, mm-hmm. then it creates all the other problems that we're dealing with. So we're the first one, quote, in the world to introduce this revolutionary product that converts sugar to fiber.
I want everybody to order sugar to fiber because it is brand new. It's a product that I know everybody needs.
Yes.
I know it's something that I needed, and I'm thrilled to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, are you going to take it?
Absolutely. I am definitely going to take it. And what I loved at is, and I said this, but it's been so exciting to see everyone. So many of our staff members are texting me. They're coming up to me. They're saying, this is a product that we want, that we need. I believe this is the answer for many of us who have struggled. I mean, just being very real, I'm like, you know, in life, you struggle with what you eat, with what you're putting in your bodies. For some of us, that might be a struggle. And so I am just really grateful that we're able to bring this to our viewers. And it's available right now. So if you've been watching the broadcast, you can now order it by going to our website, jimbakershow.com. It's available there. This is the sugar to fiber, available for $49.95 at our website there with Optivita Health. And remember, I do want to mention this because I love this. Frank is also including two electronic books that will be emailed to you. The first one is What is Glucose? How Can I Control It? An entire study in his research on that topic. And then the second electronic book that will be emailed to you is The Power of Enzymes for Health. So when you order your Sugar to Fiber supplement, you're also going to receive these two free bonuses of two ebooks included in your order. Plus, use the coupon code FIBER and you're going to receive 10% off your order today. So you can either go to our website, jimbakershow.com and OptiVita Health, or you can also place your order by calling us today, calling OptiVita directly at 1-833-336-9678. That number again is 1-833-336-9678. So call today and place your order or visit the website at jimbakershow.com.
The man I was talking to on the phone told me that his situation is so serious that within 2 years, he has to have surgery to try to save his life. Mm-hmm. And he begged me to send a bottle, and I'm going to.
Yes.
So I'm going to see what it works for.
So how do we get this?
Yes, it's so easy. All you have to do is go to our website, jimbakershow.com, where we have partnered with our dear friends at OptiVita Health, and they are partnering with us. You can go there, place your order, plus remember to use the coupon code that is FIBER to receive 10% off your order. We also have monthly offers set up there as well, or you can call that number 1-833-336-9678 to place your order.
Our time's gone for today, but I want to invite Ginger to come back.
Yes.
And be on the show with us.
Thank
She's going to be on
your
Life with Lori,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So be sure to watch
it.
Life with Lori and more with Ginger Ziegler.
Love
You're going
this.
To enjoy it. I have to go. I don't want to go. This. Be sure to get the book, okay?
Yes.
Be sure to get the book.
Yes,
Amen.
Ginger. Yes.
I have one more thing to say before we go. The blood is ushering in the prophetic.
Yeah.
The reason we didn't have the prophetic move of God before was because we stopped. If you want to know what's going on and what is going to happen, you want the prophetic. Make much of the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Order your book and help me keep the voice of the Prophet Network on the air.
Yeah.
I want it to grow. I've got a chance right now to add 50 million or more viewers to the voice of the prophet. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.